This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Second date update.
Dating online right now is like being a contestant on a really stressful game show. At least that's how our listener Sean felt, because he was challenged recently by the lady he's interested in, and she gave him one simple but agonizing question to answer. If he got it right, there's a date and possibly a new car. If he got it wrong, might never see her profile picture again, and Steve Harvey would look at him in shame and disgust. I am intrigued by this new age of dating, and I can't wait to hear what the question was. But first, Sean, tell us about this mystery game show girl that you met. Who is she?
Her name is Janine, and she is super hot.
Oh God.
Of course she is.
Super hot Janine. You do have to be super hot. Yeah.
You really do.
With really white teeth. Yeah. Like, my God, their teeth are so white.
And what was the question that Janine challenged you with?
The question was, country or rap, which has to go?
Country, obviously.
What?
Yeah, I think country's
for
gotta
sure
go.
Country.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to get rap? You're getting rid of rap?
I mean, I don't want to get rid of either one, if I'm being honest.
Nobody does. That's why it's a hard question.
Okay. What did you say, Sean?
I said ditch country, but that picture of you drinking champagne on the beach is the best picture on this app. And I think that's what got her.
Oh.
Okay. That was it felt like you didn't transition well to
you're
that
not,
compliment.
Country, but you're hot.
Not really playing by the rules there. What did she say?
Well, she said that I failed the main question.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Girls love country music.
Girls do love country.
Yeah. But I got bonus points for appreciating her pitch, she said. So.
Okay. So you got somewhere.
Smart to slip the compliment in there.
And so what'd you guys end up doing?
You know, I ended up kind of going back and forth, like within the app. I joked about zooming in on the picture, and she was like, "Oh, what are you, like perving out on me?" I was like, "No, I'm zooming in to see what kind of champagne you're drinking. I want to know if you're drinking the classy stuff, you know."
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Also, I know your swimsuit size now. I saw it. Yeah. Zoomed in that far.
But what did you end up doing for your date? Like, did you take her on a long drive down a country road? If she's a country girl.
With the champagne of her choice?
Yeah. Rent a pickup truck for the day?
I took her on a very short drive to a restaurant.
Okay.
Country bar?
Not her vibe. Yeah.
What type of restaurant?
It was an Asian sushi, like, buffet kind of restaurant.
Couldn't be less country than Asian sushi buffet.
You walk in, they're like, which country?
Okay.
That's still
which
so
country?
Good. That's so delicious.
How was it? I mean, I always think sushi's a sexy date.
It is.
Yeah, it was great. And it was one of these places that's kind of adjoining a shopping center, like a kind of mall type area.
Okay, that made it not hot. Just like...
This is tanking in front of our eyes, but
don't give him that. There's high-end malls that have high-end restaurants.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, give us some highlights here from the day. What are some good things that happened at sushi?
Well, it was good sushi. It was pretty high-end, and we had a great conversation. And the best thing about that location is being close to a shopping center is you have the opportunity to extend your date.
Oh, do you want to go
build a bear together?
I think bad. I'd like that. That's
cute. I was gonna say,
so we know your age, Alexis. Yeah. It's not shocking at all.
You could put a little cowboy hat on him, a little vest, and
that'd
boots.
Be so cute.
Little sushi roll. It's actually, hand.
And then you'd have a little teddy bear to remember your.
That is really always. Cute. I'm gonna do this.
Is that what you did, Sean?
We actually. She had a high school reunion coming up, so she wanted to try on some clothes for that. So we went over to a department store, and she tried on a bunch of stuff and showed it to me, and I got to put my input in there, and it was cute. It was fun.
That's how you know she's hot, though, because I wouldn't try on clothes in front of a guy. It can look so bad, you know?
It is like a couple thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
she's literally going to ask you, do I look fat in this?
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared for that.
Yeah. I don't know. As a guy, that doesn't sound very fun to me to watch women put on a bunch of different outfits, but how was it for you, Sean?
It was fun. Like I think we really hit it off. And at the end of the day, she said, hey, let's hang again soon. And we kissed.
You did.
Yeah, she initiated a kiss.
Nice.
Oh, whoa, she initiated a kiss?
Bro.
Well, it was mutual. It was mutual.
But still.
How are you on the phone with us and not just out on a date with her?
Sounds sweet.
I don't know. I asked her when she was free, and she said a month from now.
Was she going out of town or something?
I don't know. I thought she was joking. I laughed, and then she didn't laugh, and I said, are you joking? And she said, no, I'm just super busy, but I want to see you.
I want to see you in 31 days.
Yeah.
That's so
very
long.
Specific, but
that seems like a red flag. Like, what's going through your mind when you hear that, Sean?
She's dating other people, which is okay. But
that's obvious, right?
Or is maybe already in a relationship
with
somebody.
That's what I was thinking, Jeffrey.
Oh, maybe
she's...
he goes out of town.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
All right. So has it been a month since that date happened and now we're reaching out?
It's been closer to a week. Oh. But, you know, I'm not going to wait a whole month for her.
Rat boy doesn't play by the rules. He just waits a week and then calls that country girl.
I mean, you just saying rat boy shows that you don't listen to a lot of rap.
Hi, my name's Rat Boy.
Young Jeffrey's about to drop the mic.
Stick to the
mic. That's what you're doing.
Anyway,
put a straw in your mouth.
We're just going to play a song. An old school song, and then we'll come back. We'll call Janine for you and try and get you a second date, all right?
All right.
Hold on.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Second date update.
Yo.
No.
Yo.
What the heck?
Yeah, this is Lil Rap Boy. I'm on the mic because hip-hop music is the stuff I like.
Oh,
country
no.
is whack, yeah, it makes me yawn. Rather do more sushi with my homeboy, Sean.
No.
Yeah, I said boy, that's B-O-Y. Like, wiki, wiki, what? Your Sean's my guy.
Oh,
yeah, boy. Yeah.
Let's go.
Sean,
I'm not
take
clapping.
First two. Go ahead.
Sean?
Silent Yo. But deadly. Sean's over there.
Do you don't have any verses?
You got any bars, Sean?
I don't know if I'm going to top that. That was incredible.
That's right.
That's a good one. good answer.
Little rap boy's at the top of his game, yo.
I don't know. Yeah,
if you don't know what is going on, we're talking to Sean, who's a big fan of rap music over country music.
Yeah.
But anyway, he recently went out with a girl that he met online named Janine. They went to mall sushi together. And
don't say it like that. He said it was a nice place.
It was a nice mall sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
A classy one. He even went with her to the mall and helped her pick out an outfit for her high school reunion that was coming up. But afterwards, even though it ended with a date, she said, we need to wait at least a month before we see each other again, which is weird.
Ended with a kiss.
I know.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
No, with a date was what you said.
Okay. Sorry.
I knew what you meant.
That's what I
meant. I just
didn't
know if everybody else did.
I'm still in that, you know, rap mode. Hardcore rap.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, he's not waiting the full month. He wants us to call just a week after that date to figure out why does he have to wait so long?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe there's like a waiting period. She's like the DMV. You have to take a number and
come on.
She's got options, man.
And Sean, you think that maybe the reason is that she could already be involved with somebody else.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it could even be something serious if it's that long.
Okay.
That's true.
Oh, was she pregnant? Maybe she's about to give birth and she wants to wait.
She better not be eating sushi if she's pregnant.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
You can get the fried stuff.
We're just going to assume that she's not pregnant, and we're going to call her and see what she has to say. Why does Sean have to wait a full month to go out with her? I'm a dollar number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Janine?
Yes.
Yo, Janine, what's up?
She likes country boys.
Oh, that's right. What's up, y'all?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Hey, this is Jeff and company.
All of us.
From the morning show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Little Jeff.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. We're a morning radio show.
And we're calling because we have some questions for you about one of our listeners that you went out on a date with the other day.
Sorry, it's just weird. It's a little weird.
I
understand that, but we're reaching out on behalf of our boy, Sean.
You remember Sean?
Yeah, so we heard a little bit about your date, and it sounded good on our end, but he told us that afterwards, you said that he had to wait a whole month before he was allowed to see you again.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, I mean,
pretty long.
From my perspective, that just means you are not, like, you're putting it off. Like, why? I mean, if you like somebody, you find time.
Unless you're going out of town.
No, I'm not going out of town.
Oh.
I do want to see him again.
We thought that maybe there's a chance you could already be in a relationship. Is that what's going on?
No. It's not anything like that, no.
Okay.
But, I mean, you do sound hesitant to talk about it with us.
It's just, it's a little awkward. I'm not sure how to put it.
We love awkward.
Yeah, we do. And listen, I mean, you've got a guy that it sounds like you like, but he feels like it's not being reciprocated. I mean, you've got to give him more than just wait a month. I don't know that he'll stick around.
I mean, we're here to try and help you, Janine.
Yeah, it's just, so I don't know what he told you or anything, but I have a high school reunion coming up soon, and I was just waiting to see him until after that was done.
I don't understand. Why do you have to wait until after the reunion?
You could bring him to
the
reunion.
Yeah, he could even come with you as your date.
Right,
but that's kind of the thing.
What?
No, I'll put it this way. So he's totally boyfriend material. But I don't know if he's like material that I would bring to like a big event where I know a lot of people. Does that make sense?
What, are you embarrassed of him?
You can tell us.
Like, okay, you go to your high school reunion and you kind of want to like show off a little bit, right? Like, oh, look at me, I'm doing so well.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's like arm candy.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh. He's not show offable. He's not like.
But you're attracted to him.
I am. Like, he's fine looking.
Fine. Ow. Ouch.
Well, so he's boyfriend material personality-wise.
You're saying
you'd find him in the middle of the magazine, just not on the cover. And you want to bring a cover boy.
It's like one of those people where their personality makes them way more attractive.
Ooh, yeah.
Why would that matter at your reunion?
Like I said, you kind of want to go and show off a little bit of these things. I feel like that's the point of them. I'm just afraid if we start dating, he would expect to be invited. And, like, how do I tell him, like, oh, you're not attractive enough to go with me to this thing? Like, you can't think of that.
I could think of a great way that you can tell him that.
Oh, this is hurting
and
me, Jeffrey.
Already did tell him that. Because he's listening right now.
What?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about inviting me to this thing. Don't worry.
Your prom king's on the line.
Okay.
Janine, that's how this works. We have them waiting on the other line so they could hear the reason.
Oh, I wish I would have known that before I said anything.
Most people do.
But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I knew that would sound bad, and that's why I didn't say anything to you about it. I do like you. I do want to see you again. I mean, do you kind of understand where I'm coming from, maybe, that I would want to bring someone else?
No, not at all. You put on a real performance for me the other night, it feels like. And you know, I don't know why you would assume that I would want to go to your high school reunion anyway. Like, I don't want to. High school reunions suck. I didn't even want to go to mine, so why would I want to go to yours, you know?
Are you getting defensive, bro?
Me not being arm candy, like, I'm not trying to be arm candy. That's not what I'm about, so.
Yeah.
I think this whole thing got, it got really weird.
Sean, are you really over it? I mean, she didn't mean to hurt your feelings. She's being superficial. We all know the pressure that, a reunion can bring around, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're a dork like me in high school. Like, you want to show up looking cool. I don't know.
Why are we talking about you being a loser?
I'm just saying
in high
I understand her, desire to want to do that. I don't think that it's the right thing to do, but I get it.
Yeah, okay. So, Brooke, all about image.
You're basically calling Sean a dork in a roundhouse type of way.
I'm saying she must have used to been a dork if she has to impress them with her.
Okay, now you're calling both people on the line a dork.
Look, a dork doesn't want to show up with an uggo. That's what Brooke is trying to say, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. But I'm saying it shouldn't matter. It won't matter in the end. You guys vibed. You kissed. You had a great time.
Okay, enough, Brooke. You're tanking this whole thing. Sean.
You're becoming a dork again, Brooke.
Sean, this whole thing is about you and helping you out. How do you feel in this moment?
I'm out. I understand we put her on the spot, but she just torched my ego, and I don't need that in my life. You know, I also don't. I'm not interested in being arm candy. I'm a good dude. I rock. Right. So.
You know what we're gonna do, Sean? I'm not even gonna ask Janine to get a second date.
Wow.
I'm sorry that happened, man.
Can you hook me up with a second date with somebody else? Because I do have other matches.
Hey.
All right, that sounds good, Sean. Call us back when they ditch you. Coming up.
I mean, it is what the segment is.
I didn't mean it as a diss. That's just truthful.
Hey, little rap boy's got diss.
That's right.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Our text board's flooding with people right now who want to be Sean's arm candy at the reunion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Please, can we set him up?
We should. I'm going to pass along these phone numbers, and I guess he'll have to sort out who's going to be hot enough to make her jealous.
Dude. But again, Alexis brings up a good point. They both never went to that high school. Wander in.
You just say that your name. I don't know. Yeah, Michael. Be a Michael.
Right.
There's 8,000 Michaels
in
every high school.
Right.
There's a million of the conversations. That's like, hey, you.
Yeah.
You look familiar.
Yes.
Bigger picture here. You know what I really liked is how our community rallies around somebody like Sean.
Yeah.
We do a charity drive for needy cats. Nobody shows up. But a revenge call for some uggo basically had to get an extra security guard at the door because there's so many volunteers.
We love a good uggo story.
We do. And I love our listeners. Remember, you can always hear our Second Date Update podcast, which are now up on our YouTube at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yes.
You also check out our TikTok, our Instagram, our Facebook, and anywhere you get your podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey.
And just so you know, each account has a lot different content.
Yeah.
I'm just, saying.
Yeah.
You should do it all.
Yes. Subscribe to everything. And always reach out to us. If you ever need a second date update, we'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.